I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back and we have Tim Kerner, Mayor of Lafitte. Mayor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Newell.
So, Mayor, I know you guys have kind of been behind the eight ball here for a couple of weeks now as other areas of the Hurricane Ida impact area have somewhat progressed. Where do you find yourself today?
Well, look, I mean, we were hit the hardest. We had 5 foot of mud on the roads, and to add another 5 foot of flow-torn wetlands on top of that. So, I mean, we cleared out the roads, 99% of the roads a week and a half after. We had to get the water out, clear the roads so Energy could do their jobs, Atmos could do their jobs. Right now, we're at 99% of road being completely clear. We're at 99% Energy, and we have Army Atmos down here trying to get people gas.
So y'all have caught up quite a bit then, because I know getting the mud off the road was no simple task.
It wasn't. And one of the reasons why Mother Nature didn't let up after Hurricane Ida, I mean, that mud temporarily compromised our drainage system from start to finish. So as we're digging it out, this wet sludge, once it rained, it would come right back in. So, I mean, we needed some good weather days, and we got them now. So in the last 3 days of these sunny days, we've made huge progress.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, a couple of days ago, you still had standing water in some places. What's the status of that?
Yeah, not too much standing water. You have little isolated areas where there's just the mud so dense and people have little puddles and all. But as far as water encompassing the whole streets and neighborhoods, we're not in that position anymore. But battling that water with this rain, I mean, we would take 10 steps forward and take 11 steps back with it. It's just... But now with these sunny days, it really helped us out. This cold front's really going to dry things up.
Biggest challenge of today, then?
Biggest challenge of today is, look, we're pushing for temporary housing big time right now. You have 25% of my population became homeless overnight. 50% has significant damage. You can't, 50 to 60% can't live in their homes for a year. You know, it took Lake Charles 9 months to get temporary housing because of FEMA. And we've been working closely with FEMA. They actually just passed a policy that's unprecedented that will get us temporary housing much faster. So we're very excited about that. It'll allow local leaders to go out and get temporary housing and get reimbursed. So that's something that's much needed, and I'm very happy with the federal government for pushing. I know Congressman Scalise pushed that very hard as well. And also, yeah. I mean, look, one of my big concerns is also the construction costs coming off of COVID. You know, people have insurance contracts and people get FEMA help, but the help that they would get a year ago would not be sufficient for what they need now with the rise of construction costs. So we actually created a team that's compiling data so we could present to the heads of FEMA, and we also present to the public commissioner to see if there's anything that could be done to make sure we can get these people whole again or on their feet.
So that I can understand a little better, what FEMA has done is going to allow you to take control of your own destiny, allow you to contract with getting the trailers and everything else, not have to go through the federal bureaucracy. They will approve these contracts and reimburse based on what you're able to pull together.
Right. In conjunction with the parish and the state, the federal government pretty much handed it to us in conjunction together. But look, we were ready before. We've identified every single person that needs temporary housing, how many occupants are in the house. We have right to first refusal with different RV companies. to make sure that Lafitte's not left behind. So we're ready to go. They just passed down a policy 2 days ago, so the state's still reviewing it. But when they give us the go-ahead, we'll be ready.
We're talking to Tim Kerner, mayor of Lafitte. Tim, how many folks do you need long-term housing for?
Right now, the list is right above 200 families.
Right.
So, and then the occupants, some, I mean, it could be over 1,000.
And then you have some that would need more short-term, and so what would the total number of trailers would be that you would be looking for?
Well, it would be RVs, because obviously we live outside the flood protection, so it's something you got to get out in case another storm comes. But right now we identified 165, and, based off of just talking to a few people, I think that number is going to be around 220 to 240 families. Now, that's RVs. And obviously different RVs to fit each family. So we're trying to make sure it's necessary and reasonable, whatever the federal government regulation will be.
Right. And, I mean, that's a big number, but it's a manageable number, right?
Oh, yeah. It's manageable. One thing unique about Louisiana, we have strong local leadership down here. So even if we're outside of flood protection or in Grand Isle, each leader could have a plan in case another storm comes to get them out and get them to safety and have spots. So, we all have localized numbers like this, and we'll be able to each work on our own area, develop a plan for our own area, and move fast. And that's what's so important about this policy, putting in those local leaders, because we know our needs. We know what needs to be done, and by giving us this power, it's going to move along the process much faster.
Timmy, and I know it crosses from your jurisdiction to unincorporated Jefferson, that bridge down there, very, very important. What's the status, and are they going to be able to pull this thing back together?
Yeah, so they actually just took off the Kerner Bridge, the historic bridge. They took it off, and they're going to put a temporary platform. I'm thinking it's going to be done by the end of the month, but if not, it'll be done the first week of October. The DOTD has done, and the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, Sean Wilson, has done a great job really moving fast and supported the military bridge. And now he's really on the contractor to really move fast. So, hopefully that would be the first big victory once we have that platform where people could take their lives back and go back and forth.
How the temporary bridge is down by Goose Bayou Bridge? Is that where they're crossing over?
Yeah, Jules Nunez Bridge now. But, yeah, it's the Goose Bayou Bridge when you were down here.
Right. And how's that working out thus far?
Look, it was a massive win to get it, and we're so thankful to the governor and a federal delegation. But it is a little slow. It is a little bit more of an inconvenience. But at least people were able to go assess that damage and go start to salvage the things they had left and take care of their boats. So it was a wonderful thing, but it's not perfect, and that's why we're looking forward to that temporary platform on the Kerner Bridge being finished.
A lot of pressure then on the navigability of that water body, right? Because it's not able to go up or anything else.
Yeah, so look.
What are you hearing on that front?
Honestly, not too many people. You have one or two, and I feel for them. And, but in a situation where you needed quick ambulance service, you needed fire trucks. Six houses burned down when we didn't have a bridge, so it was a temporary. A temporary situation where it inconvenienced a few, but it, could potentially, we had a few 911 calls that got there faster than normal times that might have saved some lives. So, look at that bridge, they just lifted it out and traffic's already opened up where a lot of those boats were able to get out. So, I mean, look, the state and the National Guard has worked very, very well with this community.
Well, that's good to hear because, as you well know, you've been down there with your dad, with me and others, and things don't always align up very well, do they?
No. Look, hey, you know just as well as me that you got to put people's feet under the fire and make sure you don't get left behind, because if you don't, then those resources are going to go somewhere else. So we've been making a big effort to make sure these people are represented well.
Well, you sound strong. You don't sound weary, but I'm sure you are.
Well, look, I'm tired, but on top, this is a lot of the temporary stuff, but we also, look, I flew over the coast. Our historic defenses, our Brackus Marsh is gone. So, I mean, the time for protection is now for us, and if we don't get help, there may not be a tomorrow for our area. 10 to 12 thousand taxpaying Americans, and And now we're fighting. We got the largest pump in the world. That's pretty much we're sandwiched between two surges during storms. And really, I got to be strong because that we are fighting for existence right now. And we need help. We need help. And I'm hoping the federal government realizes that they take some responsibility in this flooding. And it comes and mitigates from that pump and being left out those levee systems that's being built all around us.
Absolutely. Best of luck. Stay the course. Anything that we can do here, we are, you know, nimble. We're ready to shift gears and get whatever information you need to get out to your constituents. And we really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. Hey, I remember the time when you was coming down here to rescue our residents in flooding. So I want to thank you.
Yeah, man, that shabby body I have now throwing sandbags just ain't going to get it any longer.
Well, look, I appreciate what you did in the past. I appreciate telling my story now.
All righty, man. Thank you so much. Best of luck. Godspeed.
All right, Mr. Norman. Bye-bye.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.